views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
DNOP would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And we have a live show for you today. Today is Thursday, March the 9th, 2017. And looking forward to bringing you this show. And at any time, at any moment, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then you can go ahead and hit star, that'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up. My eye is on the board, so I'll be able to see you. So definitely give us a call at any time, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Okay, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please, so that this network can continue to bring you all of the necessary information that you have deemed relevant and important in your life and in your overall family lives and in the community lives. And we could do that by ensuring that this is going to be here to bear good fruit into the future. And that really is incumbent upon us giving some of our own financial energy that feeds the root, that so that the true tree can continue to bear the edible nutrients and the edible nutrition that is so needed for sustainable, benevolent growth. So you could do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, and that is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And then there on the website, you'll see on the far right-hand corner margin, you'll see the donation prompt that's there in white and green, the holding hands that's there. Grab that hand, click it, and then give some of your financial energy, whatever it is. All donations and contributions are greatly, greatly appreciated. You could do that there. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet, which you may have heard of, especially if you've been listening to the show. It's known as BTR Community. Please be a part of that BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. And what it is, it's a social media outlet that's more beneficial to you from the standpoint that you won't have to worry about being adversely affected by your overall involvement and engagement in the data mining that's there. Many of us don't realize the adversities of the mainstream ones, such as Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook, which I call Fedbook, and everything else is so very, very important, because they've been looking at that as dequalifiers for many, many things. So come on over to BTR Communities, the only place that I post information in. Hopefully see you there. It's growing. Let's continue to grow it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to or saving in real money. You could do that in controlling an asset and a strategically important in an asset that has long-standing eternal use. is that you could do that by acquiring the precious metals through Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And you can go there, check out what's in inventory. Email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you. There's a lot of new products that's going up in there. We picked up on some things, so happy about that. And we'll be able to repost those things there. And so you could do that. You may not be able, you may not get paid as a lady and a gentleman or as a king or a queen, but you definitely can save as one. And that is where your prosperity going forward with you and for your family and those that you have yet not named can move forward. You could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Okay, let's jump into, make sure that I, oh, can't do that just as yet. My man, Brother Brad, what's up? I got to ask Brother Bragg about something. Oh, I know Scotty is busy, so I'll ask Brother Bragg after I finish the introductions and the business of the day. There's the Family Business Private Wealth Seminars coming up. It's not too long from now. It's about 15 days, about 16 days from now, and it's going to be in Dallas. It's put on by the Volt Media Group, and we'd like to invite you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, the Black Talk Radio Network family, to the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that will be in Dallas on March the 25th, 2017, right around the corner. Tickets to RSVP is $125 for single tickets, and it's $100 for each couple. So it's a total of $200 for couples. And you can do that by email. All you have to do is email hfrn.vault@gmail.com. And just in the subject line, just put Dallas March 25th event. And they will send you in, and just put in the body that you would like to RSVP for the event, and they will say, send you all the pertinent information where it's going to be, and you can purchase your tickets that way. So looking forward to meeting a lot of you from Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. Can't wait for that. So that's how you can do that. That's Volt Media Group. You can email hfrn.vault@gmail.com and just say that you want to RSVP or make reservations to attend the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar in Dallas, March the 25th. You could just put Dallas, March the 25th, want to make reservations to be there, and they will send you all of the pertinent information for you to do just that. Looking forward to seeing and being a part of you all. And so, but just before we get into the news, my man Brother Bragg is there on air. Brother Bragg was telling me about something that happened I didn't know nothing about because I've been busy, you know, with the business and doing things and trying to get everything established, and I haven't really been able to keep up on what's going on. And Brother Bragg was telling me about an event where a sister was actually killed by the police. And it was, I guess it was in BTR community, and I didn't get to see it. I think it was in BTR community, and Brother Bragg was just telling me about it, and I really, you know, I was sorry that I'd never heard about the incident, never heard about the event, but I think it's very telling as to where we are, and it's there are some things that I think are very, very important about what's going on around us and how we respond to things and what our appropriate decisions on the matters are very critical. So, Brother Bragg, if you would, just give us a – tell us what happened before we get into what's in the news, because I wasn't aware of it until you told me about it. If you can unmute yourself, Brother Bragg, if you're there. I mean, you're already there. You there, Brother Bragg?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Brother Rag? How you doing?
Peace. All right. Peace. Yeah, I was looking at it. I believe it was I was on Black Abolitionist, and I believe it might have been posted by Max Prophet. I'm not sure. But the sister was in a car with her son, and she was stopped by the police, and she was asking them questions like, what is your jurisdiction? Why have you stopped me? No crime has been committed. And I guess she explained to him they had taken her tags. Somebody had taken the tags off her car from the state, and she was suing him for that. And she was admonishing her son to, you know, just don't be scared, you know. But it was a real tense situation, you know what I'm saying? So she ended up later on, I guess a SWAT team came to her house, and she ended up being murdered, or so it's just, they posted it. I'm just like, it was really, really a tense situation all the way around. She had like five policemen behind her car. First, it started with two, and then they called additional people. And then the situation was tense because there was an exchange between her and the officers going back and forth. And she was telling them what she was not going to do, and they were telling her what they were going to do. They were telling her about, they were going to tow a car. She was like, no, you're not going to kidnap me and my child. You're not stealing my car. You have no right to stop me. No crime has been committed. Who's the victim? Just ask them things like that, and telling them that, you know, she wasn't bound by...
No victim, no crime.
There was no victim, no crime. And they were like, no, we're taking you in. We're taking you to... She had two children with her, too. She had a young boy, maybe five, and she had another young child, I don't know, two or three, in the back seat of her car. But it was really tense. And that was today is Thursday. That was Monday, I believe I saw that.
Yes, it was Monday, because right after 10, it was Tuesday, Brother Bragg. It was Tuesday, because you called me right after. And if you get a chance, Brother Bragg, because Brother Bragg, you know, just I'm going to try to find it. I didn't get to find it. Yeah, Brother Bragg, you're coming in just a little low. We couldn't hear you as well, but... I'm going to try to find it. If you do find it, as you always do, definitely send it to me, and I would like to. And I think it's posted here. And one of the things was that, as Brother Braggs was telling me, is that, you know, this is a strong sister, and how she responded. And she was actually teaching her children some things that I think is very, very important.
She was telling her children not to be afraid of them. Don't you never be afraid of them. No matter what happens, don't you go with them. If they come into this car, you fight them. I'm telling you, you fight them. Don't you be... She was just like, the thing was just like off the charts, like, wow. You know, this sister was a courageous, fearless man. Whew.
Yeah. So if we can find that, I would love to... Yeah, let's try to find that, Brother Bragg, and then if you can, and then we'll post it, or if you were posted inside of BTR, greatly appreciate it. Oh, so hold on, Brother Bragg.
I'll talk to you after the show. I still didn't get the call
from
BTR yet. We'll get it. Okay. Don't worry about it. We'll get it.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. Okay, let's talk after BTR. I mean, excuse me, after right. Tando. Okay. Much love. Much respect, brother.
Peace.
Peace. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. If you know what Brother Braggs is talking about, I'm pretty sure it moved you as well also. Let's jump into what's in the news. I forgot yesterday Roz had posted some things that I didn't see until the last minute, and I definitely want to give that news to you, because I think they were very, very important. So here we go for what's in the news. First article came from The Hill, and Roz posted this one. Saudis. Upcoming trip to China sends strong signal to the United States. Whoa, and this has everything to do with today's show. There are trade agreements and agreements that are being made right now. Trade and otherwise agreements are being made right now. And we're going to talk about that. Very, very critical. Thanks, Rod. Big one there. Next one. That came, this one is, one second. Next article comes from Sputnik News. China developed spaceship capable of moon landing. And there's a reason why they're going to the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that have taken the precious metals class, you know why. And told you that this is going to be a part of, for those that have taken the class, told you that this is going to be mainstream relatively soon. And here you go. It's starting to unfold. So this one is from Sputnik News. China develops spaceship capable of moon landing. It says the new spacecraft is claimed to be able to accommodate multiple astronauts, according to the space engineer, whose scientists and technology daily cites as comprising the forthcoming ship to the Orion craft, currently developed by the European Space Agency and NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, Nazis. So check out that article. Very, very, a lot to that. Very telling. And this is an article my man, Brother Bragg, had sent me earlier this morning. And it was a very, very important one that goes back. So check this article out. This comes from WUCnews.com. Bill Gates announced microchip for population control. Check out that article. Thanks, Brother Bragg. Bill Gates Foundation announced the population control microchip. He was a seemingly nice guy in the first half of his life. Average American who made his fortune by selling hardware and software worth billions, becoming a worldwide icon and living a example of the American dream. So check out who this person really is. Tells you something, that all of that stuff was made up. They create these celebrity figureheads for you to see and for I to see and to fall for and to believe for their magic, which is destructive at nature. Subjugation and enslavement is what they practice. So check out that one. Next article comes from... Thank you. Next article comes from Sputnik News. U.S. aircraft carrier vulnerable to attack, report says. In a recent speech abroad, the USS Gerald Ford, U.S. President Donald Trump declared the most expensive warship in U.S. history to be all but unsinkable by submarine. Remember what they said else was unsinkable? It was captained by a gentleman named Smith, known as the Titanic. There was the insurance that was taken out, and there were people that were put on that Titanic that they wanted to get rid of. Had everything to do with the, it was a lot that was going, because they knew that thing was going down. It was some people that was objective, that was objecting to the overall banking direction of the global economy or the national sovereign economies, and they happened to give those individuals a trip on the maiden voyage of the Titanic because they knew it was going to the bottom of the sea. So last time somebody claimed that something was unsinkable, that tells you everything. They repeat history and over again because it worked before in the past. So check out that article, very telling, especially for what's going on. I posted a lot of stuff about the overall military engagement today because this is really, really ramping up. I want you to read between the lines and prepare yourself and your family for the necessary things that you will deem necessary in the future to make sure that you have those ability to facilitate those necessities. Next article, this comes from the South China Morning Post. U.S. to blame if ignoring the WTO sparks a, and that's the World Trade Order, sparks a trade war. China warns Thursday that the U.S. ignoring the World Trade Organization rulings could trigger a trade war after President Donald Trump administration said it was not bound by the body's decision. Ladies and gentlemen, trade war is a politically correct way to say all-out shooting war. That's how it goes. Currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars, economic wealth transfer, and subjugation and enslavement. Check out that article. Very, very telling. Important. Next article, also from the South China Morning Post. Scientists on the brink of creating complex life form. Chinese scientists are taking part in an immense international project that is expected to create a complex artificial life in the laboratory for the first time by the end of the year. They've been doing this for a very long time, ladies and gentlemen, and you could see it by way of pigs. That's where pigs come from. So check out that. Don't believe them, but check out that article. Very telling as to what the overall agenda and plan is. And I'll tell you what I think is going to be. They want some replacements, some suitable slaves that don't question, or is going to be used as leverage for that exact same objective. So check out that article. Next article, very, very important. This comes from the U.S. Sun. This was breaking news today. Donald Trump sends B-52 nuclear bombers to South Korea after North Korea fires missiles at Japan and U.S. warns of overwhelming response. Very, very important. That was done today. Not only did they send that, they sent the F-35B, which is a preemptive strike aircraft as well. Very, very important. So in the article, the headline says that military chiefs are sending nuclear bombers to North Korean peninsula, to the Korean peninsula as tensions in the region reach breaking point. Security Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that the United States remains steadfast in its commitment to defend its allies. North Korea and the U.S. have been teetering on the brink of war for months after Kim Jong carried out a series of controversial missile launches. This whole thing is starting to really break, ladies and gentlemen. There's a reason for it. And by the end of what's in the news, I'm going to get to it, and then we'll definitely take a look at some things and why this is so important. Next article from Press TV from Iran. WikiLeaks dumps helps U.S. adversaries. The CIA. The CIA has published accusations of WikiLeaks of jeopardizing the U.S. national security and helping adversaries inflict harm on the United States over the leaks of thousands of documents that reveals the agency hacking and spying secrets. Really? This is crazy. Remember all of these, in my opinion, preface that by, and let me give you that disclosure and preface this statement by saying, all of these governments are in one big fraternity. All of the political parties are in one big fraternity, and that fraternity is used in its overall objective to subjugate and enslave you and to keep you where they gain the most benefit out of seizing and deceiving you out of your birthright. It's not a facade. What they do is real. How they do it is by measures of mirages, facades, and illusions. So we just need to read through those things. But I think it's quite amazing that, and this is a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been talking about since we've been on air. You're going to see a purge. This is the purge in itself. The neutering of the overall global influence of the corporation known as the United States Corporation, USA Inc. So this is what this is all about. And it's mighty funny that they're going to be divulging some things that's going to make them look bad, because that's going to serve the overall agenda and purpose of what it is to maintain the overall control of people's energy. So that's what this is all about, in my opinion. And so I think it's quite ironic that they would say, from all that they've been doing to people, that now they're mad that others, so-called, just by their story, you can see their lies. So you're mad because people are finding you out, that you're taking advantage and everything else, that you're using things to your benefit, your national security. Your national security means that you impugn other sovereignties throughout the world. The security violator. But it's not just them, it's all. So check out that article, pretty telling, read between the lines. Next article, very, very important. This YouTube video came from Cerebrally Naive Network. U.S. ground forces prepare to assault Raqqa in Syria. This is critical. Check out this YouTube video. This is from today. There are, in my opinion, they slowly announced and they politically correctly announced that they've engaged in ground troops in Syria, and is only going to perpetuate, ladies and gentlemen. See, what's so bad is that we always look for things the way that Hollywood or way the mainstream media has announced things. We're waiting for them to have a Roosevelt moment to say that we've been attacked and we declare war before people realize what's really happening. But we're far beyond that, ladies and gentlemen. The 96-hour margin call is here. It's unfolding as we speak. Make sure that you adjust to this accordingly. in all phases and aspects. So check out this YouTube video. Very, very, very telling. They are ground troops from, in my opinion, all of the military, U.S. military branches inside of Syria. And this is only going to get worse and grow. It is here, and it's a reason why this is. And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, give you my estimations net in a minute. Next article from Business Insider. U.S. troops seem poised to take a prominent role in attacking ISIS capital. U.S. military seems poised to take a prominent role in the long-awaiting battle to take down Raqqa, Syria. That is supposed to be ISIS capital city, Raqqa in Syria. The capital of the self-proclaiming Islamic State. Though the Pentagon has a long downplayed the role of U.S. ground troops in the fight against ISIL terrorist group in Iraq and in Syria, recent developments of many more boots on the ground suggest that there may be a front and center role in the coming months. Ladies and gentlemen, they just told you it's been happening. It is here. The overall World War III scenario is growing. That's going to lead to what I have coined GNW1, Global Nuclear War One, but it won't be the first time. But check this out. It is all happening for a reason. Next article comes from YouTube as well. We're going to play this one. Comes from yesterday's announcement by Nikki Haley, the celebrity figurehead, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., speaking about North Korea. And we're going to play that just in a minute. Next article, U.S. Ambassador Haley says all options on table for North Korea. And this one came from the Jerusalem Post. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters, exclusive. U.S. weighs deploying up to 1,000 reserve troops for fighting ISIL. And it goes on to say, U.S. celebrity figurehead, U.S. President Trump administration is weighing the deployment of up to 1,000 American soldiers to Kuwait to serve as a reserve force in the fight against ISIL and back in as U.S.-backed fighters accelerate the offensive in Syria and Iraq, U.S. officials told Reuters. Next article, this one comes from a make sure that you translate this to English. All you have to do is right-click it. What this former Russian colonel said was so telling. He basically gave out the whole thing, says that we've outmaneuvered the U.S. and we have everything strategically placed, nuclear capabilities from an asymmetrical warfare that we're ready to use it. We're ready to go. And then he says, oh, did I say too much? It's all a setup, ladies and gentlemen, but they tell you before they do it. And it is definitely, in my opinion, going that way for a reason. They're going to hide the overall economic collapse by way of a war. Next article, last article from the BCC. ISIS conflict. U.S. Marines sent to support Raqqa assault. The U.S. has sent several hundred Marines to Syria to support the Allies' local force aimed to capture the Islamic stronghold city of Raqqa, defense officials told the Washington Post. Washington Post, they would establish an outpost from which they could fire artillery at ISIL positions 20 miles away. It is going to unfold, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be where that draft of your daughters is going to be invoked and everything else. Today's show is our recent trade, and I had, and Scotty was right, he changed it, but it was our recent trade agreements, and I just said, and I meant to say our agreements, setting a trap for the demise of the United States Incorporated. And I would say yes. That is today's show, so definitely want to get involved with it. And before we go any further, that was what's in the news. That's today's show. And before we get any further, I do want to say this, is that all of this is now happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the overall placement of military hardware and military personnel and preparing for the an event that will spring forth what the system needs, and that is a global confrontation between the people, where the people, by way of divide and conquer, will start fighting themselves and not seeing the overall hidden hand and the influence that's destroying all. They are setting the overall wage of war for depopulation globally in place. From everything that that Gates, this character, has been saying to everything else, is all playing into hand. They've been telling you, and this is why we have Tando, why we've been preparing. And this is all has everything to do with, remember what happens in only 12 days from now. Let me see. 11 days from now. Excuse me. No, 12 days from now. I think it's 12 days from now. Is it 12 days? Let me think for a minute. It's 11 days. 11 days from now. Or on the 21st. 12 days. 12 days from now. Iran is dropping a dollar in all of its trade, in its trade agreements and its regular agreements with other people. They're dropping the dollar. Remember what happened the last time. Everything that has been happening when anyone drops any significant sovereign nation that has resources, those resources that control the economic direction, anytime that they do that, what does the United States do? It engages them militarily. What you're seeing, why you see the boots on the ground in Syria, because it's Iraq that is the target. Excuse me, Iran is the target, and Syria because of the overall pipeline that goes through there. This all has to do with, and this is why North Korea as well, the South China Sea, Russia, Djibouti in Africa, Europe, the Eurasian countries, South America, and North America. This all has to do with, on March the 21st, Iran will no longer be using the dollar, which means they've already dropped the dollar, and they're going to have to get that change, ladies and gentlemen. The only way they're going to get that change is by attack. The setup is, they've been telling and been given clues and everything. Make sure that you are preparing for this, and we're going to talk about just that today. And this is what I'm seeing. And anytime you'd like to jump in on a conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. So what I want to do really quickly is I want to play something for you all. See if I can. Yeah, I can. I want to play something for you all, and this comes from Ajnir News, I believe it is. And it was what Haley said yesterday at the UN. All of this has been being put into place, and it is going to unfold in the way that I think that we've been talking about. But that doesn't mean that you have to respond to that energy by the deceptive measures that are being set forth. Make sure that you're responding to what you feel is in your best sovereign self-determining interest. And you can do that. You have the means to do that. They put much fool's gold, meaning cash, into training you not to be who you truly are. But even with all of the technology and all of the influence and everything else, they can never get you to surrender your free will. They got to trick and deceive you out of it. And it's always up to you. So what I want to do is I want to play this so that you will see the overall, the direction of this, and make sure that you are doing what's necessary to protect yourself and your family as much as you possibly can. And the overall, by doing that, it protects the community. Don't fall for the deceptive divisions that are set forth. That plays right into the overall agenda. If you emulate them, you will no longer emulate them. You will be them by that same energy level as well. So don't emulate their low frequency. in any shape, form, or fashion. So what I want to do really quickly, I want to play this. Let me play this for you all. And I want you to really listen to, so that you can start to decide for yourself what's really going on and the deceptive lies in between them. So here we go. I want you to hear with the U.S. so-called celebrity figurehead, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says about North Korea. One second. Here we go. Oops. One second. Give me one second. Gotta fix it. Drop my laptop. Okay, so now this was yesterday. And let me tell you, all of this is a complete setup while I'm just fixing this really quickly. Just bear with me, and then we'll jump right into it. So this is all a setup, but you need to know because your overall energy will be affected by this. Here we go.
Moving now to the latest on the global response to North Korea's missile launches earlier this week. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Washington is reevaluating its approach to North Korea. Speaking in New York on Wednesday, Nikki Haley added that all options are on the table after the regime's repeated missile tests, while reiterating the need of the THAAD deployment on the Korean Peninsula. Noah Ram has the details.
The envoy's comments came shortly after the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss Pyongyang's recent ballistic missile launches, and a day after the Council unanimously adopted a press statement condemning the provocation. Haley urged members to redouble efforts to impose UN sanctions.
And so what the United States said during the Security Council meeting is we think that all of our counterparts need to impose the sanctions that have already been put in place. We call on all of our member states to also increase their strength in what they're going to do in terms of getting the attention of North Korea as we go forward.
Asked about China's proposal for the North to suspend its weapons activities in exchange for a halt of joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, Haley said positive action should first come from Pyongyang. In regards to engaging in dialogue with the North, Haley expressed skepticism, describing leader Kim Jong-un as irrational.
We are not dealing with a rational person. If this was any other country, we would be talking about that and it wouldn't be an issue. This is not a rational person who has not had rational acts, who is not thinking clearly.
Haley also defended the deployment of a third anti-missile battery to South Korea despite opposition from China.
So with our friends in China, we've made it very clear that that is not in any way directed towards China. It is specifically for North Korea. That's the reason that we're trying to have the back to South Korea in the way that we do that.
She went on to say that Washington is reevaluating how it must deal with the North and that all options are on the table. The envoy's remarks come as President Trump's aides are pressing to complete a strategy review on how to counter North Korea's missile and nuclear threats within this month, though the delay in filling national security jobs could see this timeline being pushed back. Noah Ram, Arirang News.
Okay, so that was some Arirang News, and I think it's so amazing. They said irrational. When has the United States ever been rational? When has the doctrine of manifest destiny ever been rational? When have it never been the great thieves? But it's because they lie with the propaganda to establish a falsehood of image, but their deeds never weigh with their creed. That's always been a big stick and a threat of seizing. There's no threat. Is actually the you either surrender, give us what we want, or we will take it. And we will starve you out until you take it. And what they're really doing is they're doing it to the general population. And this is, I just think, this is why I call them celebrity figureheads. They're reading their script. None of this is rational. None of this is appropriate. None of this is moral. They all lie every time they move their lips. It's to uphold this lie. But I wanted you to hear that because I wanted you just to know where we were. And in spite of the upcoming NIT basketball conference is going to lead into March Madness and everything else and all the other distractive things is going on, NFL free agency, and everything else that goes along with those things, we pay attention too much to the script, and we don't know what's going on with ourselves. Our spider senses, our overall intuition, and our discerning spirit should be telling us that there's something quite wrong. But if we dilute that, and if we have a sedative, we sedate our overall moral compass in our discerning spirit, and we become drunk in the overall falsehood, what I call the wine of splendor. This is how we fall into these traps. The first step to genocide is blind faith. And we live by blind faith in falsehoods. So they tell us what they're about to do, but we no longer, because we don't respond to it from an energetic standpoint, we actually feed it. We create it and we give it even more life and it just grows. And this is going to be one that they're going to use force and fear. Force and fear is a crime against humanity that steals your sovereignty and self-determination and segregation. It's a robbery because they're doing it by force and fear. Because they have the ability to do it. You can't stop them. But what we can do is not to participate and give them energy. Because to stop them means to stop yourself from executing your free will and self-determination, sovereignty. Can't encroach on, you can't, like I said earlier, in my opinion, we can't emulate their energy, else you will become them. You won't emulate them, you will be them. So I think that's very, very important. So you heard what was going on, and that's where they sent the nuclear arsenals to the Korean Peninsula today by way of the bombers and strike of aircraft, the F-35Bs, I believe they are. And they said, funny, this is no way against our friends in China. Are you kidding me? We're going to fall for that? And that's our friends in China by putting the THAAD missile system there. This has everything to do. They created the perfect plausible deniability. They're going to say that we were being threatened by economically. So how we hide that? We go in the war and then we fight to take back our overall predominance, our dollar hegemony. And I don't think it's going to work. Not in the way in which they think it's going to work, because they realize they're extremely vulnerable. People are going to wake up and decide not to play their game. I hope that's what it is, but it's not my choice for everyone else. It's only my choice. And I know that I've chosen. I know many of you have chosen. So very, very important. I wanted to play that just so you could see where we are. And these are some of the reasons why we cover what's going on so that you can make some of your own self-determining. Some may say it should be done. Some may say I want to support it. So that's your choice. And I respect that you have a choice. And I respect that you have an energy in which to engage it in. I would just always say that my freedom, my sovereignty, and your sovereignty ends where they both meet. So I'm not going to be looking to infringe on yours. and I definitely won't allow anyone to infringe on mine. I won't allow. So, and it's very easy to say that because I understand the overall power of my free will. So we got a caller in queue, and we're going to definitely expand this into the second hour of the show because we're going to be taking a look at today's show. The agreements and trade agreements are really setting a trap for the demise of the USA Inc. So we got my man Jerry in queue. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? How you doing tonight, Brother Scatter?
What's up, bro? Scotty's not on the board right now, running around doing some things. But what's up there, Jerry?
Man, this goes right into it's jumping from what I was talking about Wednesday. You jump right into it right now.
Tuesday. You know, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay, yeah, Tuesday. I'm sorry. It jumps right into it, though, because you know what I'm talking about. Well, with all of this deception, you know, you got all of this misdirection. It's kind of like Georgia Tech football. I know you don't watch football, but for those listeners that watch Georgia Tech, you know, they
run with
them. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure, you know, because I don't watch it that much. But
yeah, I don't watch it nowhere near as much as I used to. Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, they run that wing T. You know, you never know if the quarterback going to run, the fullback going to run, or the running back going to run. And they still had an option to throw, you know. So this is exactly what's going on. You know, you got Trump hollering about wiretaps, which I don't put that – I personally don't put that past President Obama. I don't whatsoever. But what I'm really confused about is that all of these people are acting like it's just happened. You know, from time to time, I get on Fox News and listen to them, not because I try to figure out no information, but just to get my debate skills up to go against the narrative that they're pushing, you know, and I think they done got aware of who I am, because when I call now, I never get onto the air. So that's crazy all to itself.
Yeah, they definitely scream because their thing is to control the mind, not to have questions. That's what mainstream media happens. That's what they do, yeah.
Right, but what I was getting at, they was talking about this same type of thing as far as the CIA, how do you feel about it? And, you know, what my response was going to be is that this is nothing new. You know, they tapped Brother Malcolm, they tapped Brother Martin, the Black Panthers, you know, they done all of this stuff already before, and it was okay. It was okay as long as they was doing it to us. They didn't realize they was doing it to them too, but it wasn't the time to initiate against them. So now that it's happening now, you know, it's such a big uproar when most of us who done read something, you don't even have to read a lot to even learn this. You can just read a little bit of history and find this information out. You know, you opened my eyes to some of the stuff that I had done read already, but I wouldn't consuming it in the right way. So with this going on, you got Trump talking about the wiretaps. You got for the people who are so far as far as like, and I don't want to disrespect nobody, but as far as like the Black Power people, that only want to go against the white people, you know, they set Ben Carson out for him. I mean, for them, you know, because more times than not, those are the people that's talking about what Ben Carson said with the immigrant statement. So with all of that, now you have Russia on the back burner, because ain't nobody talking about Jeff Sessions no more in the media or any of the other folks who we found out Jeff Sessions was a double agent that was working. And they making a claim that he was a private citizen when he was done it. But does that negate the fact that he was a double agent because he was a private citizen and you hired him anyway? You know, all of these things fit together, but we looking at them as individual pieces instead of looking at them as pieces to one whole. Like you always say, two wings of the same bird. You know, that's why we see everybody praising, well, not everybody, because I don't want to offend nobody, and this is actually true. Everybody don't believe this, but George Bush, he's getting a lot of praise right now for speaking out against Trump. But he was doing the exact same thing, if not, you know, it's kind of early in Trump presidency, so we can't say Trump is more deadly than he was, but they was doing the exact same things, and then he come out and say, well, I don't believe that's right. And it's people that's praising him for that. You know, all of these, I ain't going to say they distractions. It's kind of like when we was little and you had those little poppets. You know, first we had them for fun. And then once you got a little older and a little more sinister, you would use them as a, you would use them to throw somebody off. You know,
right,
yeah, I mean,
right, Jerry.
I mean, think about the 16, 17 year olds that was going in there to buy poppets. You know, they ain't doing that for fun. They trying to pull something over on somebody. They're just using that as a way to turn their necks. You know, and it's the same thing that's going on right now. You got all of this stuff. And like you said, all of a sudden we had Obama allowing talking about how we going to get the women into the military. And everybody was for that. And now you have this scandal where the Marines are taking pictures of the women while they nude. You know, it's a reason for all of that. You know, and that's exactly what you were speaking
to. It sure is.
It's a reason. It's a reason for all of this stuff to be popping up all at the same time. And all of a sudden, you got all of these Marines going over here with an armor unit. You've been in the service. I've been in the service. Scott has been in the service. All of us know that the services, although they are part of one government, they don't mix like that. That's not how they do. You know, Marines and Navy, they come together because the Marines are a fraction of the Navy. But the Marines don't hang with the Army. They don't hang with the Air Force. That's just not how things correlate in the service. If you ain't been there, you wouldn't know that. But if you've been there, you know that this stuff don't happen. So that should have been a red flag. And like you said, I believe that it's getting ready for that time. You know, it's getting ready, and it's getting ready to happen. So I'm gonna mute myself for a minute because I got my daughter.
Hey, Scotty jumped back in. He wanted to respond to you, but real quick, hold on just 1 second, Scotty. I want to say something to Jerry because great call as always, Jerry. One of the things that Jerry said that's so true is that we become fans of our own demise. We become fans. And what does the word fan really mean? It means a fanatic. We got political fanatics. We got all forms of fanatics. And that is a destructive nature. It's a very, very destructive nature for you to be a fanatic. A fanatic means that you are a cult member. Plain and simple. That's just really what it means. So my man Scotty wants to respond to you. Then we're going to go to the commercial break. Scotty, did you want to say something to Jerry?
Yeah. What's up, Jerry? Good to hear from you, bro. I did put out a couple of podcasts on Ben Carson and what he said. But like the last podcast, I said you got people calling him a traitor and a sellout and whatnot. But in order for you to be a traitor or a sellout, you got to be a part of something to betray and sell out. And Ben Carson is not out there working with black people or anybody else that's trying to address, you know, the oppression that non-white people face. So he's technically not a sellout. His loyalty has been to Christian conservatives and now Donald Trump. So how can he be a sellout? He ain't with us. He ain't shown no allegiance or pledge no loyalty to black people. He's for him. Okay. So you know, that was my angle in the whole thing. But it was other points I made about that. But in terms of what we see in the military, did you also see that now they're going to allow women to have dreadlocks? You know, saying that because black women, and I'm saying like this, yay, now black women can join the military and go kill non-white people all over the world while wearing your locks. You know,
Scotty, let me jump in on that real quick because you make a critical point. Let me tell you what that really means. And I see you, Tommy. We're gonna come to you right after the commercial break. And Scotty made a great point because I didn't know that. Hold on 1 second, Tommy. We're gonna come to you and right after the commercial break. Scotty, I didn't know that. I'm glad. No. Another 1 second, Jerry. I'm gonna come back to you too after the commercial break. But there's another caller in queue. Hold on, Jerry and Tommy. Scotty, I didn't know that, and that's critical because let me tell you what that really means. They're going to take people straight from the streets straight into combat.
So I just thought, Dave, that played right into them drafting women.
Yep.
Because, see, exactly. you couldn't exactly. be in there if you had dreadlocks and what have you, the women. You know, because women are allowed to have long hair. It's just the men who are not. But they weren't allowing black women to have dreadlocks. So this, to me, is just another part of the marketing effort and to psychologically prepare people to be drafted into the military.
Exactly. See, Scotty, this is the thing with that. And I'm so glad you made that point. This is the thing with that. How long does it take to grow locks? It don't happen overnight.
It took me a couple of years.
Exactly. So why are they saying that? They're saying that because they're going to grab people with locks off of the streets right now. That's what that means. They're not talking about having sisters in the military now when they couldn't have it before and then now growing locks. No. They're talking about people on the streets that were today on the street and tomorrow they're running through infantry training school to go right into the field, uninterrupted, unabbreviated. Man.
The other thing I wanted to address what Jerry brought up, I think what we're seeing is a civil war between the factions in the shadow government, okay? Because they're not,
without a doubt.
Regardless of what some people think, they're not all on the same page. They have their different cliques and their factions in the shadow government. And so that's what we're seeing. I'm going to tell you, I don't believe they actually wanted Trump in there, to be honest with y'all. I just really don't see that. I just don't think they were able to shove Hillary Clinton in there like they thought they were going to be able to. Something went wrong with their plan. But Donald Trump misspeaks a lot. He really does talk like a fifth grader. That what he was speaking out there on the campaign trail was not an act. That's how he really talked. Okay, that's his vocabulary. He has the vocabulary of a fifth grader. So he misspoke when he said that they tapped us, they wiretapped. But actually, that came from a New York Times headline, which they then backdated and changed the headline to surveillance because there was a FISA court warrant issued to the Justice Department to put several members of his campaign under surveillance. So that's just a matter of semantics, whether he said Obama did it or if he said Obama administration. The Justice Department is part of the Obama administration. I think these people are being very deceptive when they just focus on him saying Obama did it. You know, then they're coming out talking about, well, Obama don't have the authority to have anybody wiretap. Really, he don't. All he had to do is make some phone calls to the people in his administration and say, I want this, that, and the other to happen. It's going to be carried out.
Not even make the phone call, Scotty. Somebody could have did that on themselves. And guess what? This is on your lap. This is what you're going to have to. You're so true. There's so many different factions.
But also,
and
Dave.
So many different cults.
But also, Dave, how stupid is it to sit up there and say, oh, he don't have the power to wiretap American citizens, but he certainly got the power to target them, declare their enemy combatants, and take and assassinate them without even a charge? Why do I know this to be true?
Patriot Act, exactly.
Because it's already happened. He's already killed several American citizen, including a boy I tried to interview, but he didn't want to talk to me, who they accused of running Inspire magazine, the Al-Qaeda online magazine, and he lived in Charlotte, and he went to a college that I had went to for a few semesters, and I was able to get, they killed that boy, man, soon as he went to Yemen. Yeah. Now, soon as he went to Yemen, the next week, I'm hearing this boy is dead, and I had just talked to him on the phone 2 weeks earlier through his parents, and because he was still at his parents' house at the time. So why are you going to sit up there and say Obama don't have the power or the president don't have the power to wiretap phones when this man has the power to drone your ass to death? That's just stupid. But that's stupid. It, Dave.
It's a setup. Man, so true. So, listen, let's get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, Jerry, Tommy, hold on. Scotty, hold on. Let's do this commercial break, and let's come back. Very, very important for so that we know where we are, so that you know that where you should be putting some of your energy to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely get to you. We're talking about the trade agreements and the agreements that are setting the trap for the demise of the Corporation of the United States, USA, Inc., and we're going to get back to our callers. We're going to jump back to let Scotty finish, and then we got Jerry and Tommy in queue for to have comments.
Yeah, I'm done, Dave.
Questions or comments? Yeah, okay. Well said, Scotty. So important. My man, Roz, just wanted to say thanks, bro, for the I didn't see your post until late yesterday, so I missed them. But I read them today, and they were so telling as to for what today's show is about. So we're going to get back to our callers that are in queue. We're going to let Jerry come back in, and then Tommy, we're going to come right to you in response to what Scotty was saying. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, I was just speaking of what Scotty was saying, you know, with the miscues that Donald Trump done had, you know, all of that stuff. I believe that Scotty is right. It's a civil war between the faction that we don't see. I'm not sure if they didn't want Donald Trump in, if they don't, or if they did. I'm sorry, I'm not really sure of that. But I know with what he's doing, it has accelerated everything that's going on. I know we already had a predetermined timeline about, well, not necessarily a timeline, but we kind of figured out how everything was going to work. But he's not doing no better than Hillary would have done. You know, they already didn't like Hillary. They figured Donald Trump was about the money, which he is. You know, the sidestep in all of this is that instead of getting the money from them, he want to get it up out of us. I mean, just think about somebody who wants who wants to help the poor and all of this, like he said, but then he put a whole bunch of billionaires in his cabinet, and then he going to build the wall that the taxpayers going to pay, yet he pays no taxes. You know, I mean, when you put all of this stuff together, I'm trying to figure out how dumbfounded can you be to believe anything that this man says. We already know that everything he said in the past has been false. We know this. It's been proven. He retracts everything that he says. But these people still follow him head and foot. So either we dealing with a bunch of people that don't know anything, don't read anything, don't comprehend anything, or either we dealing with a whole bunch of people that lie all the time and they feel like he's doing the same thing and it's okay for them to do it. I mean, just think about it. This stuff that's been going on with these women in the Marines, it's been going on for a while. Somebody decided that they didn't want to leak it. You know, everything else being leaked, why not leak that? I mean, that's truly how I feel. That's how they was doing. So you get this, it's been going on. You have the president say that he grabbed women by their crotches, and it's okay for him to do it. And all of a sudden, he become president, and now you find out that these other people are doing it also. You know, it's a correlation between all of that. It never was a secret. It's just that the people in the United States never knew about it. Because most people who say that they with America and America first and all of this mess, most of those folks never been in the service whatsoever. Because everybody I know, black and white, they don't go to the service because they want to fight for the country. They either want to be able to pay for their school, they want to get away from the place that they where they grew up at.
Oh, I don't know about that one, Jerry. I don't know about that. Most people, but there's some crazy folks that just want to get in there and do. There's some very sociopaths. There are a lot of sociopaths, and there's some psychopaths. Okay.
That's why I use the words. And now you know me, Dave. You know words are very important to me, and that's why I said that most people, go there because they have an intention.
You did say that, right.
That's true.
That's right.
And you are right. There is some sociopaths. I done met a few of them. I done met a few of them that done lied about some of the stuff that they done. You know, they don't even know the wars that they done been in because they lie so much. So I done.
Yeah. Hold on, Jerry. We got another caller because it's. Let me get to some of these callers as well. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want you to come back too. Because I don't want people to lose their place and everything else, and time is running. So true, everything that you're saying, Jerry, but don't hang up. Hold on. And Scotty said we're dealing with fanatics of different factions, and I said I was going to say the exact same thing. One of the things that's happening with here is that people, because you're a fanatic, that means you have to take a side. And that's what this whole thing, and it's, you know, part of the whole thing is that within the shadow governments fighting of each other, they all do different things. That pedophile ring, I wouldn't be surprised if that wiretapping had everything to do with protecting the pedophile ring. Because all of these,
hey,
especially.
Dave,
yeah.
Dave, before you get into this, you know I do a small show. It ain't nowhere as big as you or Scotty because I follow both of you guys. It ain't nowhere close to as big as y'all's are. But I try to spread this same truth. And before you cut me off, I just want to let y'all know that we have black people that's in our midst that feel the same way as Trump do. Now, the other night I was on a call where I was doing a radio show, and this guy tell me that white supremacists are not terrorists. And the explanation that he had behind that, he has convinced himself that that's actually true. I mean, just from the statements that he was making and how he was trying to protect that,
he actually believed that. Now, these are some of our people. Now, when you look back in history, you find these same type of people. These are the same type of people that murdered Brother Malcolm, murdered Brother Martin, and we still have those people today. So you are exactly right. We have those fanatics that just want to be an American citizen. That's how it was stated last night. I am an American citizen, because I asked him what was his denomination. Not as far as religion, but as far as race. He was an American citizen. So we have these people. So we have to be able to recognize when these people say, I always look for keywords. I don't acknowledge nobody when I say, let's say I'm at work or I'm out in public. People say certain stuff. A lot of stuff I can dismiss. But when they say certain keywords, and it's not the N word that I'd be looking for. It'd be other words. Such
the
as
spirit behind it, yeah.
Exactly. So you have to pay attention to that. You have to notice it and then know when you need to get out, or either you have to protect your family. With that being said, I'm going to sit back, man, because, you know, now I'm feeling good and I want to I wanna engage with y'all. So I'm going to put myself on mute and
Okay, well said, Jerry. Well said. I appreciate you. Hold on, jump back in. Let me get to my man Tommy that's in queue. Tommy, thank you for waiting. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your question or comment?
What's up, brother Dave? How y'all doing this evening?
What's up there, T?
Yeah, man. Hey, man, it's good to hear y'all, man. I've been listening. You know, it's been really positive conversation. But, Dave, I got a couple questions I want to ask you specifically to get your opinion on a few things, especially when it comes in the media. You got these pale faces talking about, you know, all options are on the table with North Korea. But what I want to do is engage you on, now, how is North Korea's allies, how are things going to fall after that occurs if these pale faces say, okay, we're about to go in and deal with North Korea? You know, they got, you know, China's out there. You have other players. How do you see other nations responding to a preemptive strike of these Europeans and their allies against a country like NATO, a country like North Korea, even if it's not immediately? Tell me how you see it playing out, Brother Dave.
I sure will, Brother Tommy. And I was actually going to read an article because it was a very, very important article that we read yesterday that the ASEAN nations, the Association of South Asian Nations, had made an agreement with China on the South Sea of China as to who would be in those seas and those waterways for what reasons. Mm-hmm. Critical. This is how I see it. This is nothing more than a move on three things. It's a move against to reestablish the dollar. It's a move against Iran. It's a move against China and Russia. That's what this move is all about, maintaining the overall lost momentum that the U.S. dollar, the geopolitical entities, and the general control, economic control that the Western bankers had. It's all about assets. North Korea is full of rare earth minerals, silver, and other things. Natural gas is one. So now, how do I see this playing out? In my opinion, what's going to happen? They are using North Korea. Now, you may not know if North Korea actually engaged in some of those missile launches. They may have, but what could actually happen is that they can easily take a missile and hit South Korea, Japan, and say, who did it? North Korea. And if you heard what Haley said, that he's irrational, they've already propagandized and ostracized him. And they've been doing it for a very long time. This is what I see can happen. They're using that as a way to get the overall naval operations and and strategically position themselves for the South Sea of China. Remember what Rex Tillerson said during his confirmation. We're going to stop China from having access to prevent them, even if we got to forcefully prevent them. Then Mattis said the exact same thing. How do you do that? You don't do that by going in and saying that we're going to take over the South Sea of China to prevent China from going to the islands. What do? You go in through North Korea, because North Korea is what? The peninsula and the gateway into South Sea of China. China is going to protect North Korea. They have to. They absolutely have to. I even believe, in my opinion, is that Russia, China, and Iran will do this. They may even preemptively strike the U.S. first.
Okay. Wow.
And
what I was wondering, Dave, isn't the United States and its allies, do they have any concern that some of these other nations that have strength are recognizing some weaknesses in the manner in which they're spreading themselves out, troops here, troops there? Is the United States and NATO not concerned about, okay, if we do this, we are vulnerable to these things?
Man, well, because you know what? History has told you every empire that has fallen the same way that the U.S. has tripped in going down. They overextend themselves. The colonization, they overextend themselves through military surplus spending. They overextend themselves into reaching out beyond their means and capabilities in foreign affairs and in foreign nations, and they try to subjugate and steal the assets of other nations. And what do? They overextend themselves to where they have more military and more outposts throughout the world that is causing the whole world at the time to hate them. The U.S. has no allies at all. The U.S. is going in this alone. South Korea, believe me, after everything starts to go awry, South Korea is going to switch. Japan is going to switch. And so, yes, you're absolutely right.
Let me hit you with one more question, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm noticing I want you to tell me, is Donald Trump just a fool who don't know any damn thing, or is he truly playing his celebrity role? Because I'm seeing that he's positioning or sending troops here or there for a battle against ISIS. And, you know, we all know that ISIS is a U.S. creation. So is Donald Trump really foolish or unaware of the origin of Daesh, ISIS? Or is he just using that excuse to position troops for the greater push going towards North Korea?
In my opinion, this is what happens. You never get to those positions unless they already got the dirt on you to destroy you and what you care about. And when you violate those rules, they take care of you. And it is, in my opinion, he's narcissistic, and he's the perfect individual and personality type to be a president of the United States, just like Obama was. They are sociopaths. They are sociopaths that are ruled by psychopaths.
So he knows he's not sending troops to fight ISIS, as he says. He knows that.
No, without a doubt. And it may just be this way, too. They wait for the perfect person. Because remember, anybody that's been in the military or done anything official for the government, what do they always do? Do a background check on you. Why do they do a background check on you? Because they want to know the way you think. They do a mental evaluation on you because they want to know who you are. They want to know who for this purpose, where they're going to place you on the chessboard of control. If you're an individual that's benevolent and everything else, you're only going to go so far. They're going to use you as an image. They're going to, so that you will be what everyone else sees and say, no, these are good people. Then the real sociopaths and psychopaths, they're going to put you in control of leadership, and they're going to tell you, we got a secret mission for you in the overall national security and the overall direction and the establishment of this country needs you to be
who you are. And guess what? People fall for it hook, line, and sinker. They know exactly who these people are because they tell them who they are. And so he's playing the role that he's perfectly suited for the bankruptcy of the United States, and then they're going to come back. Remember when the so-called celebrity figurehead, President Obama, became president? They said how much the Republican Party was in collapse. Now, celebrity figurehead Trump wins, and then they say the Democratic Party is so much in collapse. Who's really in collapse? They know exactly what they're doing. The people don't have a darn clue. Because they take a side, and they take a side that divides. Because they've been taught to stand in line. And this is what you're supposed to think. This is how you're supposed to protest. This is how you're supposed to live. This is what you're supposed to believe in. And people fall for it. They totally fall for it. So, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give you a different, just to make it, Donald Trump may switch up.
Mm-hmm.
He may switch up. I'm going to tell you one celebrity figurehead that switched up. Kennedy did. And look what happened to him. He realized that I don't want to be a part of this. This is much bigger than what I thought. But they had all the dirt on him anyhow. And then boom. Let me tell you another one. King realized. Then there were some people around him that was like, I'm going to stay where I am.
Right.
And get a retirement. And get a retirement. And stay sweet. Yep. So they know exactly.
Yeah. Okay, they brother know David, exactly. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get your information on that because I see how the media keep trying to say that they're moving U.S. troops into different foreign countries, but they're using the excuse of fighting ISIS. And come on, you know, it's like, okay, you know,
yeah.
so that's got to be just strategic movement of troops to position themselves for something big because they ain't fighting ISIS. We all know that.
Nope. It's going to be total chaos here in the States because that's what the real target is for the rest of the world to see. Down goes Frazier. Down goes the great Satan while they institute and bring up another minion. That still is doing the exact same thing. Man, Tommy, great, great questions.
Yes,
brother, thank you for waiting, hanging in. And we're definitely going to continue this because it's just so important. We got another caller in queue, area code 404. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment? And what's your name, question or comment?
Hi, Brother Dave. This is Jada. Hi, Scotty. Hey, everybody. This is Jada from Atlanta.
Sister. How you doing, Jada?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. I appreciate you letting me catch into the Davies team. They're awesome. Well, of course, you guys are awesome, too. But this is what I wanted to kind of piggyback off. I think it was Brother Jerry who was talking about, how other people of color, you know, especially us melanated people, kind of betray one another. And it's funny he talks about that because we don't really want to acknowledge that happens amongst us as
Mm-mm.
people. And even in our own homes, and I'm talking about like aunts and uncles and friends that actually will spy on you and give information to other people. And I'm just speaking from experience from even in my own family. I don't really fool with them like that because of them running back and ferreting information to secret organizations. And, you know, you have to have extreme discernment to pick up something because sometimes you don't even know what they're doing it and they're keeping tabs on you and you're wondering why you're going through hell and high water because people are actually keeping tabs on you. So you have to be very vigilant and when it comes to your business and when it comes to what you're about in your, you know, your immediate family. And I'm not saying that you can't help anybody or anything like that, but you still have to be very careful on who you give information to and why. Because, you know, like I said, and some people don't even know what they'll do it, especially like the older generation, because they've been so trained up under MK Ultra, excuse me, but that's real too.
That's real
where
talk.
A word can be triggered. I've seen it happen and they'll actually go into a certain mode and you actually sit there like they're, you know, like in a Manchurian candidate, that someone will trigger a word and they'll actually do something. And then the hypnosis will actually be there and it'll actually be in effect. And then someone will say another word and they won't even recognize that they have done a horrific act. And you're like, did you just see what you did?
Right.
And
right.
It's real out here. People got to actually think. I mean, it's espionage out here. It's real, Brother Dave. So I just had to kind of, put that on the map just in general. And yes, there are people who are part of really secret organizations that you're just like, what? You know, even me being here in Atlanta, I'll see certain buildings and I'm like, what is that about? You know?
Right.
And I met this Caucasian woman who actually, she was part of something. And I looked at her like, hey lady, I don't even get down like that. I don't even know what type of demonic stuff y'all are doing. But that ain't it, you know. So I bagged up, you know. But yeah, it's deep. You got to be extra sensitive and you've got to use your wisdom. So, yeah.
Man, you know, this is why I love our listening audience, why I love you all so, so much, because you're always right on time on everything. Yes, that is so true with family and friends. And I would say this, I think we've all experienced it, and it's a very hurtful thing, but it's something that you should actually gain much strength from, because what happens within our families and within our friends and with our overall living and habits, that they've been actually instructed and domesticated to do those things, just like you said with MK Ultra.
Yeah.
And there are different triggers that, because one of the things that the system does is that it gets you to want to have the system substantiate and validate your importance. It wants the system itself to recognize them. It wants the system, who is now their creator, their living entity and embodiment of energy and life and their God, they want that system to acknowledge them, and their whole self-esteem is built around that. And really it is self-denial, because what you do is that you're willing to compromise your morality for someone else's agenda. That's really what a sellout is. And that's what Scotty was talking about with Ben. He's not a sellout because he didn't compromise his morality. This is who he wanted to be. And then there are friends and family that do those type of things. And the key is, I tell you, when you know that they do it, don't ever call them out on it. Let them be who they're going to be, because they're just not where you are. And that's understandable, because you yourself are not where you used to be. And it's a process. And then you'll see from that overall response. One of the things I like about being, we talked about this on Tuesday. One of the things that I think is so essential in evolving into a class one society is that you do not have to kill or deface another to survive. But we've been taught that's the only way you can get ahead.
Can I get in here, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, Devin, go ahead, Gary.
In layman's terms, for those that was lost by what Dave said, for the normal people, that's what Facebook is. That's exactly what Facebook is. When you living for likes and for comments, because every time we put something up on Facebook, it's not always for somebody to respond to. It's just to pass on that knowledge. And I appreciate you, sister. I mean, all of us have egos, whether we acknowledge it or not. And I appreciate you just even mentioning my name, and you like my... You like my commentary. I appreciate that. But it's a wonder. It's very much a wonder how we get to this state. And then after we figure out what state we in, then we wonder how we get to the point we in. Now, what I mean is, we know all of the history of what happened to put all of the younger generation, because I'm part of that younger generation. I know all of the stuff I done stuff that I look back and I be like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure my children don't have to go through this. And I'm sure that my mother done the same thing and her mother done the same thing. But we can never look beyond where we at. And that's something that they have in front of us, is that they done set steps in place to where they can look back and say, I know that they're not going to do this. But if they do this, then this is how we going to counter that. So my question to you, Dave, with all of that being said, I know it sounds like random speech, but at least it does in my head.
No, you're good.
At least it does in my head, but how do we get away from that when we come from nothing whatsoever? No assets, no economic knowledge, or any of that type of stuff. How do we come from that to begin to build when we don't have nobody to show us any of this type of stuff?
And I know you know Jerry, and Jerry always asks questions because he just wants to get it out for us all. And I know you know this. Every single person that the great creator has given the ability, remember, you never asked to come here. So you don't owe the great creator anything. The great creator has an obligation to provide for you first because you didn't ask to come here. So every individual was given the same inalienable abilities and talents that make them wealthy that has nothing to do with the wealth system that man has created through paper. So we all have prosperity in our talents, in our abilities, in our individuality. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. There is no need for self-esteem when you're already a great creator yourself, the moment that energy is turned on. So I think the best way for us to do is to no longer play by their rules. Because if you play by their rules, then you're playing the rules that they rule by. They will rule. You have to establish the sincere, unalienable, unleanable abilities that were already given to you as a gift and token of love. So we are far beyond rich. We are far beyond prosperous. The thing is that I think that we could never put ourselves on their freeway, because that freeway will always lead us to our demise and our destruction. We have to walk in a way that was organically, naturally, and sustainable ways that was created. Then you will see a different value system in yourself. You'll see a different value system in how you love yourself and how you love everything around you, because you too will want to create greatly. And so what we do is the system had to re-indoctrinate us. This is why children at a young age can sit with another child and they see another human being that they want to be, have a relationship with in love. That overall hate has to be taught by rule. The rule is you must hate. The rule is you must obey, when in actuality, that was established by man to hate and to control and to rule you. We can't buy into it. But if we do buy into it, the beautiful thing is that our free will allow us to engage. That's the most beautiful thing. So, well said. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. We're getting ready to come back. When we come back, Roz, we're going to come right to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. This is the last 30 minutes of our show, and we will definitely, there are some things that I definitely want to, we'll get to them. This is going the way it should be going. We'll get to it when it's necessary. So what I want to do is I want to get back to some of our callers, very, very important, and we're going to get to my man, Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother?
Peace. How you doing?
Peace. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm good. Peace to Brother Scotty. I want to say that I got the Black Radio Stations Matter t-shirt. It's friggin' beautiful. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Scotty, you, Brother Dave, Jerry, the sister that was speaking, everybody. This is a great, great show.
Tommy, don't forget Tommy, too.
Tommy, that's you. Thank
you. You remember everything else. I'm
just playing with you, but go ahead, brother. Nah, Tommy, too, because he dropped some gems as well.
Tommy always does.
I was going to say, this is just from my study, the greatest drug known to man is white validation. And that's the validation that the system gives. When you look at what was being discussed, when you're in a situation where you're being brutalized, terrorized, genocided, it's the path of least resistance is taking the path that the people in power give to you. And that
right.
creates the greatest issue for us as far as our dealings with one another. And the validation from them, like you look at Django Unchained, and you remember Samuel L. Jackson's character. He was the most traitorous character, but his traitorous behavior was based on white validation. He was in bed with Massa. He was telling on the other slaves every chance he got. And he would use his connections with the master as leverage against the other slaves. That's white validation.
What show
was
that from?
Django Unchained. If you've ever seen it, it's the movie with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, all right. Yeah. It's a movie. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. It's Jamie Foxx plays basically a rebellious slave that goes on a rampage to get his wife back from another plantation owner. And on the plantation his wife is on, they have an extremely powerful house Negro. And that's the role that
Okay,
Samuel
yeah, now, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Now I know what you're talking about. We look like Uncle Ruckus, right?
Yes, the Uncle Ruckus character, great way of putting it. And what happens is that takes precedence over everything else, because the idea is that everyone who's being oppressed is trying to get a path of least resistance to living what they perceive as a decent life. But those people who function on that sort of validation, they believe that that is the life for them to live in order for them to get what they want out of that life, because they've been taught to believe in the power of their enemy over the power of themselves. And that's really what you're talking about when you're discussing this sort of stuff. That's really what it is. And I mean, if you think about it, when you said just now, don't drive on their freeway, because driving on their freeway is a one-way road to destruction. Now, if you think about it, the word freeway, right, it would give the impression that you're free in your way to get from one destination to the other. But when you're driving on a freeway, that road was created for you. So you're already following a path given to you by the people in charge. So it's not really a freeway. It's one way to get from where you are now to where you're trying to go. We've been given the impression that is a free way, that we're able to do the things that, you know, that we want to do and that we're free in doing these things. And the reality is that is something that was provided to you by the people in control. And because the society is set up around these people in control and what they want, you along with it, and you've been acculturated to accept it for what that is. And it's no different than social. If you think about it, there was a time when nobody knew anybody's personal business unless the person chose to tell you their business. Nowadays, everyone is just putting their business out there to get attention, for fame, or whatever the case may be, via these social media. This is the first time in human history where you have a platform strictly created for human beings to basically be as narcissistic as possible. This modern, so-called modern era is the first era in history in which you have people making bigger salaries off of following other people. They call that paparazzi. Who lives, literally, you can say, I followed celebrities for 50 years and made hundreds of thousands of dollars. None of this stuff ever happened. These were created realities that we have accepted as being authentic, And what happens is the younger generations, they're born into it. So they don't know.
Are productive.
Exactly. So they don't know what was happening before them, before they know what they were born into. And if their parents don't share that information with them, they're going to jump right in and think, okay, I'm going to post everywhere I go on Facebook because that's what everybody does. Whereas in reality, you don't have to put your business out there. You're already being surveilled in everything that you do as it is, and now you're going to freely give the enemy the information that they're asking for. So if they're following you already, and then you're putting that information online, you're validating it for them. So they're like, okay, well, we know these programs work correctly because we see that this person was at McDonald's at 4:30 on 42nd Street, and the person just posted online, I'm at McDonald's right now. So you're literally, they're triangulating, and you're giving them the information, and you're destructive.
Ross.
Hmm? Yes, sir.
Man, genius, man. Genius. You're right, man. That it, social media is the way for them to determine how effective their propaganda programs are on the population. You are so right.
Without question. Without question. And that is why I got offline. I do not do Facebook, Facebook, none of those things. I got off Facebook in 2007. And I remember because I had a pretty hefty following online. But when I was online, I also was getting attacked. I had a good friend of mine who we used to also do counter-racist work and work where we would bring information to the people, and he ended up committing suicide behind the harassment he got. And him and I were very, very close. He's one of my best friends. So I know when you put your information out there, they are psychoanalyzing you. They have a profile on you, a dossier. And if you are one of those people who does counter-racist work, abolitionist work, speaking out against injustice in society, then what they're looking at next is collecting your DNA. And I'm 100% sure, I haven't found the evidence, but I'm 100% sure they have a massive database with the genetic material of the most recalcitrant black people who were against this system. And when they collect, like Brother Rob from Milwaukee talked about when he was in greater confinement on the plantation, forced into, you know, the plantation, that before he was able to be released from prison, they said, you have to provide your genetic material.
Wait, right there, Ross. Hold wait, because
hey,
the point that you're making is...
Hold on. The point that you're making is so important, and it's been one that I've been meaning to bring up. This is why you have all of these ancestry DNA things all over TV right now.
Absolutely.
This is because what the system is doing is that, yes, they've already have your DNA, but what happened is that, do you realize that your DNA is a living force that changes as well? And they want to see how well their overall effects on everyone is happening. This is why they have these commercials. You need to know, I want to know who I really am. Ancestry, whatever. All you have to do is swab your mouth and send in the sample, and then we'll know right where you are with everything. My mom said something to me that she made me live by as a young man. I'm going to share it with you all, then I'm going to get to Jerry, because what Rise is saying is absolutely true. The key to what goes on in your house should stay in your house. The moment you let it out on the street, now your problems are as big as the streets. How big of our problems?
Brilliant.
How big of our problems? So don't finding out who your ancestral ties are. You already know. You don't need some daggone test to tell you because it's being used for other things. Go ahead, Scotty. Then we're going to go to Jerry. Then we're going to.
I was just
going
to ask you, man. Why was you talking trash about me on Facebook, man? Now we got to be out here in the streets and going to handle this thing.
Yeah. Right. It's so much, and then with cell phones and everything else. But hey, hold on, Rod. Let Jerry chime in, and then we're gonna come back to you, Rod.
No problem.
Hey, man, I'm feeling Brother Rod, and I think I done reached out to you a couple times, Rod. We really gotta hook up because I just want to sit up under you and just be somebody that gets some tutelage because you always coming with something that I need to hear and everybody else.
That's all. Right.
But what I was going to say, though, yeah, I mean, I'm going to send Dave a message, and he can send you a message, and then, you know, we can do that later on. But what you're saying right now, think about, I mentioned this before you even brought all of this up with the Facebook thing. When we get all of this, like you said, it's a narcissistic type of entity that we all get wrapped up in. You have people who live their actual lives based off of the likes, the comments that they get off of Facebook. And Facebook helps it with all of this get famous type of stuff. I mean, you have people that's doing comedy. Sometimes they don't be funny at all, but just because of the following that they have, people want to be with them. So one of the questions is how do we get away from that? I mean, I know the answer. The answer is not to even indulge in that type of stuff. But I really would like for you to articulate that because your words are better than mine. At least I like to hear your words more than I would like to hear mine anyway. But the second thing is that when we be going through all of this stuff, we all have real lives that we have to live. I mean, we have these conversations, we learn all of this knowledge. And then when we put these things that we learn from listening to Tando or any other radio show that we listen to, when we engage these things in our day-to-day lives, how do we push these things forward to the people that we see every day? Because they could be black, white, Mexican, or what have you. A lot of us don't know how to go about initiating these things. So what would be your answer from that question? How do we push these things forward? Because most people, especially on Facebook, when you meet these people, now I done met a whole bunch of people that I done ran into on Facebook, and when I meet them face to face, because of the life that I done lived, first off, let me explain myself. I come from a ghetto in a small town to where it's a lot of murders that happen that never get reported. In order for you to survive down here, you either have to have hands or you have to have a family and or both to be able to survive. If you get beat up, you have to have a big enough family for somebody not to hurt you enough to where the rest of your family will come, or either you can protect yourself.
Because of time, man, because your question is very, very important, and we're going to pick this back up again tomorrow and everything else, because I just hate that we run out of time. I hate to be a gouger on time, but we gotta do that. So let's just hold it there and then let Roz respond so that just because of the interest of time. I appreciate both of you because of what you bring to the show. But go ahead, Roz, if you would, respond to Jerry's question, direct question.
Sure. I appreciate both of you as well. What I think, because this is what I do personally, so I'm not saying anything that I don't do myself. What I've trained myself to do is when I learn information that is contrary to what I thought my reality was before I encountered that information, then once I encounter it and I process it, I start to make changes based on what I understand to be true and what I understand to be beneficial to my mental, spiritual, and physical health. So what made me get off Facebook was when I realized that I was putting too much of myself online, and I didn't want them to have me. They had an electronic replica of me that they could refer to every time and say, well, this guy is on some stuff we need to keep an eye on. And what I did was I got off of Facebook. When it comes to, it's just the psychology of non-participation. Like they said, we don't have to be violent to end the system. All you have to do is do everything possible to participate as little as possible so that you are contributing as little as possible to the system that's oppressing you. And once you get different aspects of your life where you can actually analyze them and say, this is something I can cut back on. I don't go to movies because I'm not going to pay somebody to show me that they're oppressing me on screen. I'm not going to pay you millions of dollars of my money for you to show me what you do to me every day, what I live every day. So I do not go to the movies at all. I don't eat at restaurants. And if I do eat at restaurants, those are restaurants run by non-white people. I don't eat in restaurants run by white people because I studied what they do to our food. They have secret languages that they use in restaurants to let people know when there's a black person in the restaurant. And the chef will do all kinds of stuff to your food before it gets to your table. Dr. John Henry Clark talked about, he said he only saw Malcolm X eat in the restaurants once, the whole time he knew him. And he said when he went to that restaurant, it was late at night, he didn't eat all day, and he went in the back with the chef and stood over the chef and watched everything he did so to make sure that he did not poison his food or taint his food. And that was the sole time that he ever saw him eat out. So these are things we can do where we're not patronizing businesses of our enemy. And just to finish what I was saying about the DNA thing, that database, they have stolen Dr. Ben's DNA. They have Malcolm X's DNA, Marcus Garvey's DNA. And when they take your DNA, especially those recalcitrant slaves, as they call them, the ones that are in prison, those are the most revolutionary people that they have locked up. And they're locking up the genetic material so that you don't have the time to procreate and make more revolutionary replicas of yourself. When you study the Black Panthers, 50-something years in jail, they get out and they're 70. They ain't making no babies. So that revolutionary lineage is cut off. And the whole idea is that not only are they checking, do you share the same genetic traits with these revolutionary spirits, these grandsisters, what they're also checking for is epigenetic change. How have we shifted their genes based on the white supremacy they experience on a daily basis? And how many generations of that specific bloodline are going to be affected? There was a scientific journal that put out the fact that a black male may not have ever had a mental health issue, but just by daily activity with racism, it can actually create mental illness in that person who never had it, and then they can pass it on in their genetic material for up to two generations. So that means their child, their son or daughter, and their grandchild will then inherit that mental illness that did not exist in their bloodline. We got 20 generations of black people who have never gotten any mental help or spiritual help for the stuff that we've been through. So imagine how much epigenetic change we have gone through right now. And then you'll understand why we function so anti-ourselves. It's that epigenetic change, no different than the elephants in Africa who no longer are birthed to be able to grow tusks because poachers kill elephants with tusks. So to stop that, they've changed genetically where they don't have tusks. Black people have lived in a system of oppression for 500 years. So what we do now is we create children that easily acquiesce to the system, unless those children are brought up in an environment where they're taught the truth, they're listening to shows like this and other black talk radio shows, and they are being taught to understand the reality they live in. And most of us are not. So that epigenetic change is helping us kowtow to the system. It's facilitating us having antisexual behavior because being antisexual makes life easier in a system dominated by your enemy, who is the origin of that. So this is it. I don't want to take us too far because I know we're probably at the end of the show, but that's what it is, making changes based on the information you come across and then passing that on to as many people as will accept and hear that from you. And hopefully we can get a critical mass to understand and make those changes. And imagine if, 30 million black people cease to go to the movies. There will be no movies. 30 million black people say, I'm not buying another album where somebody's calling me a nigger or whatever else. Those things will collapse. But we patronize these things, so we're perpetuating our own self-destruction.
The mind.
And that is the way of this. Thank you.
Raj, we got to get out of here because B.I.B., they're ready. Scotty's got to get ready for that. Listen, the golden voice of Black Talk Radio Network, CC, and Brother Robert X is coming on, so make sure you're listening to Black in Business. I just want to say to you all, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And let me just tell you this about the narcissistic side. There's a reason why they call it selfie, because they want to keep you as narcissistic as they possibly can. That's why you take a selfie. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.